Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's Kane and Aiden here. All glory to God, and we are back. We're back on the podcast. Aiden, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good to be back, man. You know, it's good to be here.
Yeah, so we're starting a new podcast idea. This one's not going to be about sports or anything like that. It's just going to be completely related to me and Aiden, whatever we want to talk about. So, Aiden, you want to go ahead and kind of explain it for a little bit?
So basically, like, me and Kane kind of just sat around, and we just felt like our work together wasn't done just because, like, we feel like we have such great chemistry together. But we also wanted just to branch away from talking about sports all the time, because sports always, you know, we talk about sports at school, like, all the time.
And if you guys didn't know, which we're going to talk about that a little bit in this episode, but I am a beat writer for two professional sports teams, the Rangers and the Wings, and it gets annoying talking about sports over and over and over again. People that ask me questions ask me the same, like, five questions over and over and over. And I just wanted somewhere where, you know, people can know me for me, and I don't have to talk about the same things I always talk about.
Yeah, that makes sense. And we've always, like, said, like, we spent, like, a lot of our time podcasting. Like, we spent the whole entire time talking about other people. Like, we feel like it's time that, like, you get to know the real Kane and Aiden, because it is named after us.
It is. And I remember when we started our YouTube, we were like, well, people are really going to get to know the real Kane and Aiden. But then we went right back to sports content. So it was like we had the right idea. We just never really put it into motion. And now, I mean, we're getting the wheels going. We're getting ready doing this thing. So.
Yes, sir.
So, Aiden, what have you been up to in the break?
Shoot, I mean, all kinds of stuff. You know, I started out a new school, which has been going pretty good. Finished out a whole school year, you know. Top 20%, hopefully. You know, we'll see. You know, we've got to start working a job at Chick-fil-A, so that's been pretty good. You know.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about that a little bit, too, on this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, Kane, what have you been up to in this time off?
I mean, really just working, trying to find a balance between everything. But I, you know, talking to Aiden, I was like, you know what, we have free time, and if we really want to do this, we can do this. So that's why I decided, you know, this would be a good thing for me, because I know, you know, one question that people might have is like, Kane, you're already doing so much, like, why would you do this? Is like, me and Aiden still have something left in the tank, and, you know, it's not that we have a ton of free time, but it's that we're willing to make time for this and, you know, really put in work on it.
Facts.
So, I mean, Aiden, I guess this isn't really, this is just something I wanted to ask. What would you talk about? Like, so if we were to have people listening and they were like, okay, what are we going to get from this podcast? Like, what are y'all's plans for it? Like, what would you say our plans for this podcast are? Like, what type of content are we going to have? That type of stuff.
As far as plans go, I feel like the plan is just to have a space where me and you could just communicate and have a good time. Because the thing is, like, a lot of the conversations we have, like, they're good together. But what good is the conversation doing if it just stays at this level? When it's a great conversation, it can go to such a higher level. Which is kind of what I was kind of curious in, which is just, like, you know, I feel like we have a lot of great ideas and thoughts and things we could share with the world. So why not put that out there, you know, instead of just sitting around on the phone playing video games and talking about it?
So I think as far as content goes, we're going to talk about anything. Like, it can be as huge as the stuff we're going to talk about today, or it can be as little as a movie we watched, a show we watched that we want to talk about, something that's trending right now. We're also going to have guests on. We're going to have some people in our family on. We don't have to stay, you know, with the basketball podcast, like, okay, the only guests we can get are people that are related to basketball. Here we can really branch out, and this is going to be a podcast where we can have whoever we want on. I saw this TikTok clip, though. I think I'd bring it up as, like, one of the TikTokers unfollowed, like, this other TikToker on Instagram. you saw that? And they were like, they were freaking out about it. And I was like, that is not what we're going to do on this podcast. We're not going to be like, oh my gosh, LeBron James unfollowed the Lakers on Twitter. Whoa. Like, no. Like, we're going to have good conversations, but I'm excited for it for sure.
Nah, for him too. So, anyways, let's get straight into our topics for today. Yeah. So, we have a major announcement for Kane. Kane, you want to tell him for you?
Yeah, so one of the big things that I've been doing in the break since I am a junior, I'm going into my senior year of high school, I'm looking as to where I want to further my education. And DBU, Dallas Baptist University, was, you know, as close to the top of that list as it really gets. And I recently got into there with a lot of scholarship money, so that's a good option for me.
So, Kane, obviously getting into DBU was a big deal for you, but why DBU? Because this isn't like the first time you've mentioned DBU, especially to me. Like, I've known you want to go to DBU for years on years now. So what's the reason that, like, what's the reason that you really wanted to go there more than any other place?
I mean, like you said, there's tons of places out there, but I think the number one thing for me was just getting a Christ-centered education. The way they value Christianity at DBU is, you know, because a lot of some places will say, oh, yeah, we're a Christian university, and you go to, like, one Bible class your freshman year, and that's it. I mean, at DBU, they've got a whole chapel where you have to go to a certain amount of services. You know, you take religious classes all 4 years. I think that was, like, really the most important thing to me was, like, you know, I go to public school. I don't go to no private Christian school. So I've always wanted to, and I think that, honestly, that is the number one thing for me amongst other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say, too, go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, you're good.
I was just going to say, too, is, like, it's not just that, like, you know, oh, yeah, I want to go. Like, everything else checks out. Like, the campus is super nice. You know, the area is nice. The people seem nice from what I've, you know, met. I'm still not done, you know, going there, going on tours or anything like that. I still got a couple more visits. But I think everything is really checked the boxes so far. I've been impressed.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely cool that you got in so easily because, like, literally, it was like one day we're talking on the phone. Hey, I'm applying to DBU right now. I'm like, okay, bet. The next day, I got in. We're always like,
I really happy was. About it's it. It's crazy because the application process was honestly super easy. Mm-hmm. There was no essays or anything like that. I didn't have to do any of that. And the only thing I typed was like for the Christian something scholarship was I typed like two sentences and that's it. And I literally just did that like while I was sitting there and I got the scholarship. No, the application process is super easy, and I'm definitely going to be, you know, keeping y'all updated because this isn't the only place I'm applying for. This isn't my final decision. I'm going there. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to keep y'all updated on the podcast as far as how that goes. But so far, it's been super smooth.
Yeah, it's definitely been cool, though. And let's talk about a private tour you went on. Did you go on that tour yet? Or
I have not. No, I haven't been on that tour yet. I've been busy with my driving stuff and work, but I haven't been on that yet. So that should be coming soon, and I'll let you know how that is.
Speaking of big news, today was Kane's last day at driving school. He's finally free from the 2005 videos.
Dude, this video, I kid you not, this video we watched today was from 1991. Like, it literally said 1991 on it. It was bad.
Just so bad.
Maybe we talk about that, but I mean, like in a future episode, but it was bad.
But yeah, driving school is bad, guys. The videos are always outdated. Like, I mean,
I was looking up other states, like, driving requirements of how to get your license, and they're not as, like, hardcore as Texas is.
Hmm.
Like, some of the classes are, like, in Texas, I think it was, like, a 30-hour class. Like, some of the states is, like, 7 5-hour class.
Dang. That has me curious now to which state has the most, like, wrecks. I swear. Living here, I'm like, ooh, we got some bad drivers. I mean, myself included, you know? I'm like... I'd be like, how did I get a license? But hey, you know what?
That's what I was thinking. Was like, I wonder, you know, the states of the wrecks. But then at the same time, I know Texas has some crazy drivers, so I feel like Texas would low-key be up there.
I bet. It was such a big place too. I mean, like, you look at a place like Connecticut, like, boy, they probably have like 1,000 cars on the road per year. So
yeah. Maybe we'll talk about the most irrelevant state in our next episode because me and Aiden have had a lot of talks about that.
Yeah, for real.
All right. You got some big news, huh?
I mean, you know, it's a little bit of old news. About like a month ago, I applied at Chick-fil-A after being denied the job at Wendy's, by the way, so and Burger King. So
I must say, Wendy's straight up said that they would hire you and then denied
you. And then they didn't call. And they did not call me back, which is kind of my fault. I should have called them back. But to be fair, I was not dying to work at Wendy's, which I don't think is such an unreasonable thing to say. You know, only anybody's trying to work at Wendy's.
When he told me that he didn't get the job at Wendy's, I was actually laughing because they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to hire you. Like, there's no way we don't hire you. Nope.
No, I literally went in for an interview and she's like, yeah, man, you know, around here, like, you know, I'm a little strict around here. Like, tell me about how it goes around here, like how we switch off different things. And I was like, I bet I got the job. Didn't get a call back. A few weeks later, I'm with my friend and she's just like, hey, apply at Chick-fil-A. I was like, all right, guess. And I got the job, man.
So, Aiden works at Chick-fil-A. A question I had was, how does Chick-fil-A really compare to like the fast food aura? Because what I mean by that is like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm never going to work fast food, or oh, working fast food is terrible. But at Chick-fil-A, things are run differently. Like, they take pride in like all their stuff being top notch. So I was just curious, like, how does working at Chick-fil-A, how do you think it really compares to working at somewhere like Wendy's or McDonald's, something like that?
It's definitely a lot more strict when it comes to the management realm, I would say. Because, you know, there's just times where they're just like, I mean, I'm standing there and they're like, find something to do. I'm like, okay, you know, which can be annoying at times because I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go wipe trays for the 80th time today. But you know what? I'm not really tripping because as far as I'm concerned, we're all here. We're all trying to make money and we're all trying to, you know, provide a good time for customers. So if I got to do that, then that's what I got to do. And it works out well because, I mean, I got told yesterday she's looking to give me a raise. So you know what?
Hey.
I'll wipe some extra trays, I guess. You know, I don't mind it.
Hey,
they definitely do take pride in like customer service a lot more, I've noticed.
Yeah. Another question that I had was like, they low key overwork you. I mean, you work a lot. So what were you like, how are you feeling about that kind of, how's that been going?
When it comes to working, like, it's not even about like working. It's just like, I feel like I've been missing out on some family events, which kind of does suck sometimes. And just like even yesterday, I worked a 10-hour shift.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I got paid today, bro, and I was very happy to see that paycheck. So I'm honestly not, I was mad. It was honestly worth it, to be honest with you. It was worth all those days getting mad over here. And it's not even about like overwork. I mean, I am a little bit overworked. It kind of does suck a little bit. But the only part that really sucks about it is like, I'm just tired like during the day. That's really it though.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, you have to kind of tell yourself this. If I wasn't working right now, what would I be doing? And the answer is playing 2K.
Yes.
Playing basketball.
Playing career.
Yeah, for real. Playing video games or playing basketball. And it's just like, I might as well be doing something that it can get annoying at times, but at least I'm making money. So
yeah.
I'm not really tripping over working a lot.
For context of the 2K Sims, Aiden will literally simulate random people's, like,
hey.
Not LeBron, not Curry, like, he will simulate Iman Shumpert's career on 2K and just sit there, and I'm like...
Hey, I did Wayne Ellington one time.
I'm like, that is boring.
Hey, look, I have nothing to do, bro. My brother's at work, my dad's at work, my mom's at work. I'm just like, hey, you know what? Wayne Ellington, go crazy, my bro. You got this. Got nothing better to do at times, but hey, like I said, you know, look for some better things to do. Like, this is an example right here. Right now, if I wasn't on here talking to you, I'd be playing 2K in my room right now.
We're probably
talking to you.
Fortnite, right?
Probably be playing together. But you know what? We got time for that later, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was the reason we did this too. Was like, okay, look, like, let's do something. And you know what? We're not doing it with the. I feel like last time we did it. We did it for fun, too, but we were like, oh, yeah, let's try to get big off this. Like, this time, we're just straight up doing it to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not?
Another thing when it comes to overworking, like, you know, it's a lot of work. But also, like, even Kane, like, he works a lot sometimes, too. But he also gets a pretty good amount of days off at his job.
Yeah, I do. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm a beat writer for the Rangers and the Wings. What Aiden said about... I do get a good amount of days off. For the most part, I get to pick my own schedule, which is nice. But it's not as much freedom as you would think it would be when you're still trying to get your name out there in the field like that. Like, I'm still trying to work my name out there. So I'm like, okay, I need to work X many games so that I can get my name out there so that people know who I am versus me showing up once a month and, you know, like I've got chilling.
Yeah. Because you don't make connections if you just show up whenever it's convenient for you, you know?
Yeah, no.
Because if you did that, you'd be there, you know, once or twice every month and just be like, hey, what's up? I'm here. And people would be like, who's this guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's really going to pay that much attention to you, especially as a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old coming into such a big market. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're already going to get looked at lower because of that. But if you just show up when you want to, no one's really going to take you seriously. So that is true, like... The more you come there, the more people get familiar with you, more connections you build, the more people are going to look at you like an actual equal, like, you know, writer or something like that.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're not even wrong. And something you said, too, about, like, people kind of not taking me seriously or, like, looking down on me in a way. I kind of know that. Like, I don't go into every game thinking that, but it's definitely in the back of my head. I'm like, look, okay, Like, I've got to prove myself. It's the same thing as a player, right? A player gets called up from AAA, and he's like, all right, you know, the other players are thinking, okay, this is just another AAA call-up. Like, he's got to go and prove himself. It's the same thing with me. Like, I understand I'm going in there to, yes, do my job and to also prove myself to other people. I understand, like, these big-time writers, they're not all going to take me seriously. But I know I've got to go in there, get a job done, and, you know, just work, and then, you know, prove myself.
The benefits will be there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That reminded me, I don't know who his name, but it was that one player who was like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the best player in the league. LeBron's gonna have to prove himself to me.
Oh, yes.
I just thought about that right now, man.
That rookie. Yeah.
I know this isn't a sports podcast, but still, like,
no, I know exactly.
That's pretty funny.
I think the thing, though, too, is going back to, like, a lot of days off, is it's as much of a mental battle as it is what I'm doing. Because, like, I say like this. Think about, like, when you're a player, right? Let's say you're a baseball player. That matchup is going to change. Someone else is going to be pitching the next day. You're going to be facing a different team. With me, I'm going in to do the same thing every day. So it's like, my job is not getting any more harder, right? It may be more crazy depending on how close the game is, but it's not really getting harder. So it's more of a mental grind. Whereas, like, I always say, like, picture a weekend for me. Friday night, I get to the stadium. So let's say we have a Friday game at 7:05. I get to the stadium at about 4 or 5, and then I get home at about, let's say I get home at about 12, finish up my work, I go to bed about 1:30. Well, then we have an afternoon game the next day, and I have to get up, get to the stadium by like 10 or 11, and then do it all again the next day. It's like, that's where it becomes like a grind right there. Like, it's not easy.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because, like, I mean, we're doing completely two different things, but that just goes to show you how the work world, complete opposite jobs, you do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even yesterday, I worked from 11 to 9. I got off a little early. I got for like 8 probably, you know? But then I went out to Dave and Buster's. the most fun place ever. I mean, it was kind of fun. Yeah. I played some games, had a good time, whatever. Went to Waffle House, got back to the house at like 12 probably. Guess what? I chilled out. I was home for a little bit, went to sleep, got woke right back up, went back to work at 11. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing pretty much in a different way.
Dave and Buster's is definitely interesting.
There's a lot going on there. This good one lady, bro. I was just telling, playing a game. She's over here like vaping, and then she's recording her kids. I'm like, bro, what is going on right now?
There was no joke whenever I went there. So I went there for my cousin's birthday party not too long ago, and safe to say I won't be going back for a while. But there was literally people like smoking some serious stuff inside of Dave and Buster's, and it was like a prime Saturday night too. And I was like, what is going on? And then you get the food there, and it's just like the most average food that you've ever
for
had.
For real, bro. And the prizes were so bad, bro. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I had so much of that food. I literally had pizza, a burger. I had tried some of like a giant pretzel, some chicken. It was all average. Every single one.
Dude, so I went there literally yesterday. I had like 960 tickets. Before y'all say that sucks or whatever, I literally had like a $15 card. I had just got there. Like, I wasn't even there for that long, right? And I spent most of my points on like games that didn't give you points, because I'll find like the basketball Foursquare, or not Foursquare. The Connect Four game, right? Right. So I get there with 960 something tickets. I bought like a bracelet, like a lava bracelet, and it's actually a cool bracelet. Like, I mess with it. But then after that, like, it's like $400 for a piece of 400 tickets for a piece of candy. I'm like, bro, what is going on? This price is crazy.
I guess it's more about the experience that you get there.
No, I had a good time. It's just funny to me. Like, dang, like, y'all be charging crazy amounts for this thing. And they had, like, the Oculus 2 there. 135,000 tickets. Like, not one person is winning that, bro. You would literally have, like, 135,000 tickets, bro. Think about that. But think about how many tickets you have to win, bro. Because, look, my brother had, like, a $20, like a $35 card, or, like, a 20-something card. He had, like, over 1,000. So he had to do that. He had to do that like 100 more times to get that. Like, boy, you have to pull your points.
Make money.
Bro, you have to like pull your points with like 10 different people. And by the time all the money you spent on that card, you probably could have bought like 2 Oculuses, bro. I swear. It is not worth it, bro. Which makes sense though, because the cheap prizes for low tickets, like, boy, like the Chinese finger chats, I guarantee that thing costs like 25 cents, bro. And they're making more off of it.
Last thing about Dave and Buster's, you got freaking kids running around like they've never been in public before.
Dude, I was walking down. This little kid walking right in front of me. I almost ran into him. He was like, oh, sorry about that. I was like, I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, bro, like, if your kid gets ran over, like, don't get mad at me because I'm not supposed to be watching him.
Facts.
Like, people let their kids go everywhere, bro. I'll be in the supermarket. This little kid just running around and the kid like run after his son. I'm like, bro, like, put him. See, whenever I feel like when I was a little kid, like, my mom just put me in the cart, bro, and I was just chilling in the cart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, man, Grace, the crazy stuff going on here. Our first episode talking about Dave and Buster's. That was not in our notes. So see, that's what we're gonna do though. I bring that up because like that's what we're gonna do on this podcast. Like we're gonna talk about stuff that's going on. We're not just gonna sit here, read a script, so and so backup offensive lineman traded for a third string quarterback. Like we're not gonna read a script. Who won the trade? Like now
how will the 5 points per game player perform on a contending team where he'll get 0 minutes?
I know, like we're gonna talk about actual stuff that everyone can relate to. We're gonna have our family members on. I think that'll be super funny. But I mean, it's gonna be a fun time.
I'm definitely excited for the future of what we got going on here. And as far as like a schedule goes, we don't really have a for sure schedule. Our goal is an episode a week, but that can vary depending on day.
Yeah, so like we may record one episode Thursday for 1 week, and then the next week drop on Monday. It just depends. Like we've talked about, like we both have busy schedules, so it just depends when we're going to be able to record. That's what depends on the you know, when it's coming out. But it's just more like a reality podcast to kind of just talk about what's going on and stuff like that. So we're definitely both excited for it, man.
For sure.
It's going to be a fun time.
But yeah, guys, that's probably going to conclude our first episode. We had a lot of fun with you guys. And, you know, like I said, we'll be back here next week. And I can't wait to see what we got here in the future.
Yeah, me
too. But for now,
it's Kennedy.
Signing off.
Yeah.